Josh was real complimentary a little bit ago about the kicking game and how you guys played all around yesterday. How would you assess kind of the coverage on your units right now?
I think they're doing a great job. You know, Kansas City, they're known for having really good special teams. And I feel the guys, you know, I didn't have any touchbacks or anything yesterday, so they did a great job limiting Kansas City to getting any returns. And Mitch punted the ball well, and I don't think they had many returns on the punt team either.
Man, a lot of people talking about, you know, getting into December and how the game changes and all that. How do things change for you as a kicker?
I think it's just dealing with the, you know, the weather's changing, it's getting colder, the ball's not going to go as far. Some of the fields, outdoor fields, aren't as in good a shape, so your footing can be a little screwed up. But I thought Kansas City's field was in pretty good shape, and I think those guys did a good job getting the field ready. And, you know, it's just dealing with the elements, really, later in the year, and maybe you're a little fatigued compared to the beginning of the season.
Matt, I don't know if you had any concerns about losing your holder earlier, but I don't know if you've missed one since Berger's been your holder. So were you concerned, and is he as good as it gets as far as holding for you?
Yeah, I was a little concerned with it, you know, because I'd been with Brett for a while. And, you know, he's a veteran. He's been doing it for a long time. He's awesome. And Lonnie snapping the ball, too, helps because he does such a good job, too. But, you know, I was a little concerned just because of the timing and everything, but I think we, you know, have pretty good chemistry now, and we've been taking a lot of reps at practice and getting used to each other. And he's taught me stuff, too. Like, yesterday we were talking because the wind was swirling a little bit in there, and he was helping me with picking out a line for the field goals and little things like that.
Doing what for the field goals?
Yeah, helped me judge the wind, because in pregame it was pretty much, you know, dead calm. And we're lining up, I think, for the first field goal was 44 yards, and he was saying, yeah, the wind's, you know, going a little right to left. He's like, let's play it. You know, he asked me, what do you think? And I told him, let's play it, you know, a little bit right of center. Then he, you know, he puts the laces that way and did a great job with the hold. And just having him talk to me, and he's been doing it so long, he knows a lot more than I do about kicking and punting, obviously. But it's good to have a veteran here to help me learn more.
Does a holder usually do that for you? I mean, it almost sounds funny. It sounds like you're almost describing like a caddy in golf, you know? I mean, judging your shot and all that. Does a holder usually do that?
He's the first holder I've ever had that talks to me like that, which I think it helps. But usually it's, you know, the kicker is the one that, you know, usually judges it or, you know, picks out the line for the holder to aim for. But he, you know, we talk and he gives me his opinion, and we work together, so it helps.
Do you tip him a five like a caddy after he gives you a tip like that?
What's that?
Do you tip him a five like a caddy?
Yeah, something like that.
Yesterday, you talked about not having any touchbacks yesterday. Is that part of the wind? I mean, was that the wind? Was that the just being cold? And I know the balls are tougher to kick.
I think just a little bit of everything. You know, it was a little windy, swirling in there, a little colder. And I thought I hit the ball pretty well. I was getting them up in the air. I had one I mishit. But, you know, they just weren't going as far. Hopefully this week against Indianapolis, I can help the coverage team out and hopefully get a few touchbacks.
Is it going to help your legs stay fresh this week, kicking the ball in practice in the zero-degree weather, then going inside to a dome?
I think it'll really help because dealing with the elements, you know, you practice in bad conditions, and then you go into a dome, it should be easier. So I think it'll be good to practice outside.
What does the ball feel like when it's weather like today out there?
Stings your foot. I actually had a bruise on my foot from kicking last week. I think it was like 8 degrees one day. We were kicking. I had kickoffs and field goals, and I noticed my foot was a little bruised, but you know, it just stings a little more when you kick it.
Had any impression on when Jason got released last week?
He's been such a good kicker for so long. I think he's definitely got some more kicking left in him, and wish him the best luck. He's a great guy on and off the field, and I know he'll land his feet. He'll be all right. I think he'll be somewhere pretty soon.
You talked to him at all since last week?
What's that?
Did you talk to him at all since last week?
No, I didn't talk to him because I didn't want to bug him. You know, I'm sure he's dealing with family and really, really close friends, and I'm sure he kind of wanted to be left alone. And I was thinking about texting today or tomorrow, and I don't even really know what to say to him, but just tell him, you know, best luck, and just show him that I'm behind him.